Wow, Draven, close personal friend of the show. Thank you for tuning in, Draven. I know you're listening out there. You're an awesome friend. Thank you.
He is. He's a great friend, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. So, we didn't have a lot of callers for this After Dark segment, but it's going to be cozy and comfy.
I know. I get excited when I think there's going to be a group involved.
Yeah.
I have to deal with the disappointment.
Think about baseball.
I always think about baseball. It's how I get through life.
Hey, opening day is just a week away. That's a poem by J. Todd Underhill.
Opening, never mind.
Yeah.
Wow, I just really almost took it. It's After Dark. I was going to say opening day and the magical hole in one. You could mix the sports metaphors.
Yeah, but your clubs aren't big enough. Anyway. All right, so you're listening to World Poetry After Dark.
I don't know where this button is.
Oh. Let's try this again. Okay, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
Hold on. I'm sorry, there's just a lot of things to look at right here.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be surfing for that during After Dark. You do that after Dark.
All right, let's see. Let's try this again.
All right. World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
By God, sir! A marvel!
That's the wrong one.
Okay, let's try it one more time.
Half Squatches, if you're listening, please come save us.
Okay. I think I got it now. This is After Dark. It says AD.
All right, so World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. No.
Damn it.
Once again, firing his gun off prematurely.
I give up.
All right. So, please welcome to the phone line our first caller for After Dark.
Keep talking.
All right. Well, she's all the way from Texas. She happens to be a quick fixture to our show. Please welcome Mariah.
From Texas.
Hey, are you there?
Hi.
Are you going to share a poem for After Dark?
Of course.
Nice.
But before I read, how's the bacon?
The bacon's shaking, as you say, during After Dark.
What does that even mean, man? No, we're, you know what, actually, we were just talking about after the show, we're going to get some coffee, and there might actually be bacon involved.
There might be bacon, sausage, and ham involved.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Don't talk dirty to me, man.
I know.
Actually, it's after dark. I guess technically we can talk dirty to each other. It's just going to be really weird and awkward.
Well, there's a girl involved. It's not that weird and awkward.
It's okay.
Yeah. But
never mind. Okay.
All right. Mariah, it's your turn.
Okay.
That was so awkward. I love it. Okay, anyway.
All right. J. Todd, I know that you've read this one. I don't know if you've listened to it on SoundCloud. I think you have.
Okay.
It's Accused.
I think I have, actually.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing your little icon next to it.
Come on now. Don't make me have Icon Emmy on top of everything, my little icon.
You should change your face to bacon.
I should. Maybe women might like me better.
Yeah, but they're gonna want you for the wrong reasons, man. They're only gonna want you for one thing.
My salt.
Your bacon. All right.
Alrighty.
Let's do this. Make this happen.
This is called Accused. It's about this girl whose boyfriend was falsely accused of rape. And this didn't actually happen to me. I don't know of anyone that this has happened to. And I'm in no way putting down or telling people, don't go to the authorities if, you are raped or anything. But, there can sometimes be two sides to that story.
So. All right.
My heart dropped when I saw the flashing lights outside the window and heard the fist pounding on the door. My heart dropped. It was raised back up and smashed back to hell in a fraction of a second when I opened up the door and the blue uniforms told me that they weren't there to tell me that someone was gone, but that they were there to take someone away. My heart dropped as they beat my mind with their silence. They ignored my questions and led him to the back of the squad car. At the station, I was met with the same response. The same disgusted stare and confusion, because all anyone could think when they looked at me was, how could I date a rapist? My heart dropped when I tried to tell them that it wasn't true, that I was there, that she was asking for it. That he said no. And so she led her second choice of a man to the back room and then blamed it on him, trying to teach him a lesson that he couldn't get rid of her that easily. That crazy ex that everyone warns you about but never really believes in. My heart dropped as she got her friends to stand by her and to follow me after school, trying to scare me into silence. I said no. My heart dropped as the statements continued, wrapping the noose around his neck, ready to hang him with their words, and I realized that she was just one half-crooked smile away from a whole new kind of crazy. My heart dropped when they let me see him for the first time. Black eyes and bruised lips that I wished were just my imagination, but that I couldn't blink away no matter how hard I tried. No touching, they said, when I tried to take his pain away. No touching, they said, when all I wanted to do was wrap him in my arms and tell him that everything was going to be okay. No touching, I tried yelling at them that that was the point, that he never touched her. No touching. No touching. Okay. Don't have to yell. My heart dropped as I looked past the blue and purple bruises and could see that he was breaking. Ready to hang on false accusations just to get his feet off the ground. They let him out on bail. And the next time the flashing lights showed up outside my house was because I took too long to find him and I couldn't get him to breathe. My heart dropped as I cried and felt a whole new kind of crazy. No touching. Because why would you hold a body when there's no feeling, no movement, no breathing? No touching. End poem.
Mariah, that poem is amazing.
Thank you.
Man,
I'm speechless.
Well, I think that is a good thing.
It is a very good thing, and you delivered that with a lot of passion, a lot of raw emotion, and the writing is done the same way. So thank you.
I didn't catch that.
She wants your compliment again.
Okay. No, what I said was that it was done with a lot of raw passion and emotionality in some way, and then and it was written that same way. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
It's an honor to be able to share it.
We're honored to have you. Thank you.
That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. How about World Poetry After Dark? Do you still not know which button to push?
I don't know which button to push. It's not labeled. Maybe it's this one. Say it. Try it again.
World Poetry After Dark. No, let's just not go there ever again. We need our half squash back.
What is going on?
All right.
Okay.
So, from Texas, we're going to go to our other caller for After Dark.
The wheels have come off, and it's none of our
calls. I know.
All right,
good. That's because our jackman for the car has left, and we're left in pit road.
Man, we're always screwed when the jackman leaves.
I know. All right, so please welcome from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Hello,
Barbara. Hello, welcome to our show.
Hello. Well, I thought it was going to be a little bit more risque, so...
Oh, it's about to get there.
It's usually a lot more risque. It's just sometimes it goes different directions. You know, that's one of the things we do is we just try to have a framework.
Yes.
Well, I have to say that last time when you said you were going to have an After Dark segment, I decided that I was going to write something, and it turned into this. It's moving this show in another direction.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
We're good.
Okay. It's called Connection.
All right.
Your lips formed an electrical connection to mine, both above and below, and I dreamed of your lips slipping slowly down my body, creating a spark that needed to be fired, and at last your fingers slipped easily into my warm, moist, dark, secret place. And then you replace them with your warm, welcoming presence, hard and persistent. We rocked together, linked like puzzle pieces, both lips open to you, tongue searching as we moved together, my other lips tight around your explorer as you guided it further and further into my welcoming body until it reached its goal, and we both released in a giddy fireworks of ecstasy.
Now that's what I'm talking about for After Dark. You fit the bill for that one. That was great.
You liked it?
I did. That's exactly what we're looking for After Dark.
That's the kind of poem that J. Todd has been trying to write for years and just never can quite get it to happen.
Well, you know, if you just would use your rigid explorer a little more often.
Hey, you cut it out. I don't think I have a problem with that.
No, they've got little blue pills for that.
Do they? Oh, they do now? No, the thing that, you know, when I first met him, he's like, you know, I love all things of poetry, but I'm just frustrated by two things. One, I want there to be an international radio show that lets people showcase poetry. And the other one is I haven't been able to honestly write a female perspective erotica poem.
That's and here true. Is one.
And here it is.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, man. Study from a master.
There you go. Barbara, thank you very much.
I don't know. You know, like I said on my radio show, I never know what's coming out of my fingers. So, you know, I just go with whatever, you know. This moved me, and I remember things, and I just, you know, I can't quite describe how it came about, but I was thinking, is this too erotic in this?
No, I think this is perfect. That is perfect. So, if anybody's listening that wants to partake of After Dark in May.
Of the partay. Partake in the partay. We do 12 a year.
There you go. We do 12 a year. First Friday of each month. Write something like Barbara just wrote and read and share it with us next month.
Absolutely, and make sure that you put bacon on it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you're not going to... We're unprotected here. You don't have to use any condom, but bacon for sure.
There is only one woman I've ever seen cook bacon naked, and I got to tell you, I didn't think it was going to turn out well, but she was very skilled at cooking bacon and didn't get hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Amazing.
I know.
That should be the name of your memoirs. Michael Amity, Cooking Bacon Naked.
I was thinking my memoir title was going to be... Well, I was thinking that, but I think my real title might be Michael Amity, Fumbling Towards Victory.
There you go.
That's a good one, too.
Fumbling Towards Victory, Adventures in Cooking Bacon Naked. Okay.
I think it would be one of those things where a lot of people would have to get out of there, you know, out of the race because...
Yes.
That's what I seek to do. Barbara, I don't ever want to compete with people. I want to dominate. So if that means I have to scare people out of the race, I'm fine with that.
Well, you know, you can have like a bacon suit.
A bacon suit. I could be like a bacon superhero.
Exactly. You know, it would bounce off of you.
What you need to do is you need to get two consultants. You need to get Hormel and Armani to team up and make you a bacon suit.
Tom Ford.
There you go.
Actually, yes. Beautiful.
If I can get women eating my clothes off without asking them, I'm winning.
But it would have to be cooked.
Well, I'm not wearing raw bacon. What are you talking about? What am I, a heathen?
That would be the secret.
I have standards.
Cooked bacon.
But then when he sits down, the bacon crumbles and he's naked again.
And everybody can consider themselves trolled.
Well, anyway, I welcome you to peruse my poem. I could send it to you, and you could see how I wrote it.
Please do. I would love that.
You could peruse my poem, and you could decide if you could write anything like that.
You know what? Michael needs help with that, so yes, send it to him.
No, it's for you, Jay.
Well, you can send it to me, Todd. Hey, we can, you know, I think what we should do is for next After Dark, all three of us, including JT, should contribute something. We should
He has to do an erotic haiku. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly. I'll do an erotic haiku.
Yeah.
Now, there's a challenge.
He is the haiku master.
Six syllables? No. Okay.
No. That would be cool.
All right.
It's 5-7-5.
No, but if you're doing erotica, it would be 6-9-6.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You guys. I know it's terrible. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. Never mind. I'm not sorry.
Then it wouldn't be a haiku. It would have to be something else. You could rename it.
It'd be a sex coup.
Sex coup.
A sex coup.
Sex coup.
No, yeah, coup. K-U. A sex coup. Say, yeah, we're not being weird here.
All right. We're always being weird here. What are you talking about?
Well, this is After Dark, and really, it's kind of like stream of consciousness, right?
Right.
And I'm the last caller, so really, there's no one else to, you know.
Yeah, but there are people listening, so I'm just letting you know. Oh, there's no one else to talk to us. That's just because we're in a basement.
Well, no. There is bacon waiting on us somewhere in
bacon.
This city.
Somewhere someone is frying bacon.
And we're going to go find it.
Eriqui. Mariah just said Eriqui.
Okay.
Wait, I thought that was a quote.
Eriqui? You were like, Eriqui. Eriqui.
I thought you were saying Eriqui. That's a good idea. I think that would be something to work on, but I thought you were saying
we should all write in Eriqui.
When you said Eriqui, right after he was saying somewhere bacon is cooking, and you said Eriqui, I thought that was like a Greek writer or something like that, like a quote.
No, I don't go for that,
okay.
No.
Hey, on this strong note, guys, I think we should close out.
I'm gonna read one, and then we're right out of here.
I think I'm ready to, you know,
turn in for the
get
night?
Off to yes, get off the phone and try to see if I have a life left.
There you go, Barbara. Thank you for calling our show.
Oh, you guys are great. I give up like 2 hours of my life on Friday night, you know, just to come here and talk with you guys. So it's
not pleasure. Giving up 2 hours of your life. It's prolonging your life by enjoying 2 hours that much more.
Well, let's just say it's doing what I love and doing it with people who love to do what I love.
Well, it sounded like that poem you were doing what you love. Anyway.
But it's April. It's April. Poetry is in the air, right?
And don't you feel evidently it? Ankles are too.
Everywhere. Okay, guys, I really have to go. I have to cook all weekend.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
We'll make some bacon for us.
Take care and have a great holiday, whatever you celebrate.
You as well.
That okay.
Barbara
bye-bye.
Aaron True on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. That was perfect. What was that one? That was awesome.
That was a mistake. know what that's supposed to be.
That sounded like an orgy.
That what that sounded like? What kind of orgies do you go to, man?
The long ones, obviously. All right. So, I did not write this piece. However, I have heard it many times and wished that I had. It is written by the poetic powerhouse of Christopher Guest and Harry Shearer. And Mr. Michael Amade will know that what this is in one line. The bigger the cushion, the sweeter the pushing.
Yeah.
That's what I said. The looser the waistband, the deeper the quicksand, or so I've read. Maybe it fit, my baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo. I like to sink her with my pink torpedo. Big bottom, talk about bum cakes, well, my girl's got them. Big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I ever leave this behind? I met her on a Monday. It was my lucky fun day. You know what I mean. I love to reach her each weekday, each velvety cheek day. Yeah, you know what I mean. My love gun is loaded, and she's in my sights. Big game is waiting there inside her thighs. Big bottom, big bottom. Talk about mud flaps, well, my girl's got 'em.
Good Lord.
Big bottom, big bottom. Drive me out of my mind. How could I ever leave this behind? My baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo. I like to sink her with my pink torpedo. Big bottom, big bottom. You talk about bum cakes, well, my girl's got 'em.
You know what just occurred to me?
Yeah.
We pay to put this on the air sometimes.
And I just read that.
You just read Spinal Tap.
I know.
Awesome. Hey, man.
Great show.
Good show. I'm sorry for all the tech flubs and all that stuff. But
it just proves how badly we need to have Squatch around here.
You know, he's great. And I'd actually like to get some more practice occasionally and have him sit over where I sit sometimes. And just so we keep up on it. You know, so yeah. In case something like that happens, I'm...
They're on it.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been listening to World Poetry After Dark, uncensored, unprotected poetry. We want to thank you. You finally found the right button.
That's the one. Oh, it wasn't labeled properly.
Not that one. All right. Once again, grab that right button. All right. You've been listening to World Poetry After Dark. He has risen. Happy holidays for you. And thank you for tuning in. This is World Poetry Open Mic.